Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hey guys, and welcome to Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my buddy, Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And this episode, we're going to be reviewing Godzilla. Is it Kong versus Godzilla? Right? Kong. Or is it Godzilla versus Kong?
Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah. We're going to be reviewing that. But actually, before we start, I want to tell my buddy Peter that he's missing out on Falcon and Winter Soldier. Mm. Spoilers to all the recent episodes. We're up to episode 5 now. And guess what happens? So, the new Captain America, he took the Super Soldier Serum.
And then he became bad. Let me guess.
But because... He was fighting the Flag Smashers. Mm-hmm. And then the girl Flag Smasher punched his friend. But punched him and snapped his back or neck, and he died. Cause he punched him so hard he hit like a pillar. And he died. And then the Captain America, he just snapped. And then he broke out a window, and then he killed one of the Flag Smashers, but he wasn't the one that killed his buddy. But he killed this dude. He used the shield and smashed him on his chest with the shield. And then we saw blood on the shield. So yeah, he killed him with the sword, with the shield, on the chest. You would think maybe chop off his head, but he went for the chest multiple times. And then everybody was recording, everybody was watching.
Yeah, so now Captain America is gonna be the villain, basically.
Yeah.
Not villain, but turned evil for a while.
But he's so good, the actor. So good. He still makes you feel bad for him. Mm. It's awesome.
I could have seen that coming.
I mean, everybody did, but it's the way we got there.
Yeah, I hear, but it's he had no superpowers. He was not strong enough, to be Captain America.
That's why.
Now he has to compete with Winter Soldier and Falcon, and he's not gonna get the recognition or. Nobody's going to look at him as Captain America.
And he, understood that. And then even when, the Wakandan people, he was mm-hmm. fighting them. And even, he's like, I can't even beat, these people. He got so upset that he couldn't beat them.
Exactly, because he's not one of them. And he was just given the shield as a symbol. Not, as a real superhero.
Yeah.
Which is messed up. I mean, they shouldn't have done that.
That's why he took it.
Yeah, but now it's going to mess with his head.
Yep.
Because if I'm not mistaken, the serum enhances anything that's in it already. If you're a good person, you stay good.
If you're
a bad person, if there's some anger inside of you, it enhances that anger. It enhances, feelings too.
Yeah.
And he was already angry to begin with, so.
Yeah, for sure.
You see, I know about this stuff. I do my research once in a while.
And then later we see Bucky flirting, kind of flirting with Falcon's sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's getting better each episode. I think it's getting better. It's not as good as WandaVision, but it's getting better. But I also finished, I finished The Walking Dead when they finally defeated Negan.
Hmm.
And I think it should have ended there.
Should have ended a long time ago.
Well, you can argue that it could have just ended after Negan. Because this is like this is the super bad guy. Like, this is the worst bad guy. This is the coolest / worst bad guy.
Yeah.
They've ever had. And then, like, it's so...
That's true.
Like, you could have ended it like that. Because even in the season, it kept, like, flashbacking. It kept doing flashbacks to Rick when he's an old man and the girl's all grown up and stuff. Like, they could have done that. Like, in the end of the episode, just flashback to them being old and that's it.
Exactly. No, but I found that it was the plot was too repetitive. Mm-hmm. It is basically the group going to another group, and there's the person there practice takes over. Then they have to regroup again. They have to fight them and take over. So that happens with the mayor, with the what do you call it, the governor?
The governor.
The same thing happened when they went to the field with the field. I mean, everywhere they went.
Man, the scariest the one. Plot. The scariest one was the cannibals.
Yeah. Which is the last one, right?
Yeah, the one before Negan, I think. No, it's the cannibals. Then it's the Alexandria. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then it's Negan.
Yeah, the cannibals that they went and they were... Yeah, that was very graphic, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. That's cringing. Yeah. And then they're like, let him turn, while they're killing everybody. Mm-hmm. Rick is like, let him turn.
Yeah, because he wanted to suffer.
Yeah. I like that the show keeps its continuity. And, like, there's no, like... they don't drop anything. Like, I feel like in Supernatural they do that a lot. And in, like, The Walking Dead, I like that they remember the, like, smallest things each season. They remember, like, the season before. Like, I liked when Glenn brought up the guy that owned the RV in the first season.
Yeah.
He brought him up, like... The season when he dies, he bring him up, and like, I like that, like, these people are growing and they don't like forget other little things here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Supernatural does. I feel like they just move on to the next thing.
True, that's so true.
And then
I kind of enjoy The Walking Dead. Just after quite a few seasons. You know, it started getting a little too repetitive for me, but they're good. I mean, to binge watch it, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun. It's very well done, well written. You know, so it's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, and what was I gonna say that? Yeah, I think from the end of season 8, I think that's where you should stop.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because after that, it's, you know, there's no worth it.
Because then we just see that Maggie... Well, we see in the end of season 8, Maggie is like... Maggie wants to take over or something. Like, yeah. In the end of this episode, I'm like, why? Doesn't make sense. And then the guy that they call Jesus...
Yeah.
He's like okay with it, but like... 30 minutes before, he's like, he's like happy and he wants nobody to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then now he's like with Maggie for some reason. Like it was a total like change of character for Maggie and Jesus that she wants to take over for some reason. Like, what's wrong with Rick?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I just stopped watching I started watching a little bit of the ninth season, the first episode, but I was like, I don't know.
I hear you. That's good. You know, it's a good show, and people should, all you listeners, should take, to watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I'm just running out of shows to watch. I'm just rewatching everything. Do you like rewatch stuff, or do you just watch it one time and that's it?
Most of the time, I just watch it once. But, you know, but then, because that's it, it loses the, you know, that surprise of it and the expectation, you know.
I like
to go. You already know what's going to happen, so it's like, yeah, okay.
I like to watch it more than once, especially like a show that I like, because like you appreciate it more, and then you like, yeah, like you like the details a little more, and you look at like what I was looking at, like the little nooks and crannies that they kept on like they kept saying like Easter eggs, or they were taking a callback from the previous season, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, there are some shows that when they come out, since you have to wait every week to watch the show, sometimes you don't get to watch every single episode. Something might be happening that week and you kind of like skip it.
Yeah.
So at the end, you just want to watch all the episodes again to see what you missed, you know, what episodes you missed, you know, and just to, you know, which I understand. Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
Well, yeah, if you guys have any shows that you want us to review or anything, let us know. Yeah, I need some new shows to watch. But now on to our main topic, Godzilla vs. Kong. So what was your thoughts like before watching? Like, what was your expectations before watching the movie?
Okay, this time I didn't know what was gonna happen. I saw the reviews, I saw the previews, and the teasers and everything, and I still couldn't make out exactly how they were gonna do it. They did a good job in hiding a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and giving you certain things, and you know, and then when you see the movie, let's like completely different, you know. But when I went into it, I thought it was gonna be worse. I mean, I found that it was pretty good, you know, in a certain point of view, you know, it was pretty good. I expected them to mess up a little, you know, a little more, especially when it came to Godzilla and Kong. I expected them to you know, to have a bias, you know, towards Kong or stuff like that, or you know, try to get a, you know, like a Freddy versus Jason type of thing, that we have two groups, you know, some people are going for Jason, some people are going for Freddy. So
I think, you know, everybody was going for Godzilla.
Exactly, Godzilla and Kong. You know, actually, you know, especially my mom, she was going for Kong. You know, because, you know, basically we grew up with King Kong. You know, and in other places it was Godzilla.
Yeah.
So everybody was thinking, you know, what was going to happen. What did you think? How did you went in into watching it?
But my expectations were so low, like super super low. Like, I'm thinking like the story is gonna be whack, and like I think it's just gonna be about them fighting.
Oh, it was whack.
Yeah,
you're right about that. I mean, it's, but just because I said that I expected worse doesn't mean it was good. You know.
Yeah, because...
could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have. Yeah, it could have just made completely not sense. Like, story-wise.
Right now, it's like a 70% nonsense. You know? But I see 30% was still good.
I don't like these Godzilla movies because it's like, to me, it's like, it's just not thinking of casualties as well bugs me. And like, not like real world, if this was to happen in real world, like, I don't know, like, we would like send the National Guard or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's basically the King Kong and Godzilla is like a multiverse. It's like another completely different world. Yeah. You know, it is Earth and everything's going on, but it's not the Earth that we are in now. You know, it's like completely, you cannot put one with the other.
But I feel like, I'm just thinking like at the damage that they're causing, like,
it's extreme.
Like $1 trillion worth of damages that they're making, and I'm just like, oh jeez, these people Hong have Kong families.
Keeps getting.
These people have families. They have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, and Hong Kong keeps getting beat up like crazy, and I can't believe they recover so quickly.
Yeah,
from the last movie. I mean,
exactly.
It's like too fast.
They needed like 10 years or more to recover.
No, and you know what? Something that bothered me on the movie is the lack of sense when it came to technology. You know, because we have Kong and Godzilla, you know, with a certain technology when the movie was made for Kong and for Godzilla.
Yeah,
you know, they didn't have these high-tech spacecrafts, stuff like that, you know, all that crazy, you know, stuff, you know. But all of a sudden, within a year or less, they have all this stuff.
Because Godzilla King of Monsters, that was the last one, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That was 2017, 18, I think it was. 19, maybe.
Yeah, but basically, if you look at the girl, it's still the same age.
Yeah.
You know, so if you really think, not too much time passed from one to the other, from one movie to the other. So how did the technology went from normal to extremely advanced?
Super advanced.
You know, and there was so much bad writing. I mean,
yeah,
so much. I mean, making another universe, another Earth inside our Earth, you know, it's like the upside down. Like
there was completely like no point of that.
Exactly, that made no sense. That made no sense.
Like King Kong didn't even need to be there, really, because the humans had a way to go, and they didn't even, yeah, they didn't need Kong to guide them, so-called, quote-unquote, guide them.
Yeah, because they're trying to guide him to the power source, supposedly. Mm. And supposedly, they didn't even need to take the power source back to Earth. They just needed to analyze it through a computer, robot.
Oh, my God.
And they can replicate that power source out of nowhere.
That was so awful.
You know, and injected into, you know, Mechagodzilla.
Like magic.
You know, I'm like, you didn't even need to take a little bit of the sample and try to replicate it. No. He just, the computer just needed to break it down, and they reconstructed it on the regular Earth.
They either had too much creativity or too little creativity for this part.
And then the Mechagodzilla gets possessed
somehow
by the ghost of Mothra. It wasn't Mothra. It was the other, you know, the three-headed monster.
Yeah, the dragon thingy.
Yeah. He gets possessed by it. It's literally, he gets possessed. The energy, you know, the DNA supposedly went in through the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was, the writing was a little too much. People just wanted to see Kong and Godzilla fight. That's it.
Yeah, they could have just they have the story right there. Like, they make a monster. They, like, the people, Apex, make, like, the robot monster. It's fine. That's fine. And then, like, what they were doing in the beginning, like, King Kong and Godzilla, like, that story was fine. Like, Godzilla sees Kong as a threat. But then, oh no, there's a robot. We have to work together to fight a bigger threat. That's what they could have done. That's it.
Exactly. And Godzilla, you know, spoiler alert, Godzilla beats Kong twice. Out of Kong. Yeah, twice. First in the boat, in the ship, and then another time in Hong Kong or. On ground, yeah, he almost died, you know, and Kong came back to life. And this is another thing, this guy didn't know anything about this spaceship, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first time he actually saw the spaceship, man. You know, that he was in, and he was able to turn this spaceship into a defibrillator to be able to give Kong, you know, like a shot to revive him, basically, to revive his heart. Oh, a man. Ship that he doesn't know anything about the technology that they were using.
Because he's a scientist. And
he was able to do it.
He's a scientist.
He wasn't a scientist. He was a soldier. He was a soldier. The other guy was a scientist. Oh, man. This guy was more of a, you know, like somebody leading the whole thing, you know. And he all of a sudden knows how to drive that thing.
Yeah, there's... And then the conspiracy theorist dude.
Oh, that was unnecessary.
Yeah, it really was, yeah.
The conspiracy dude, the girl, and the other guy, the other kid. If you take those parts out, the movie's still the same. You won't see any difference.
Yeah.
Because I think they were just there to fill time.
Yeah. I think they were just like a comedy relief, probably.
Yeah, because there was nothing really that they did that made any impact in anything, in anybody.
Oh, my God. And then somehow the kid, the random kid that they brought along that has nothing to do with anybody, is just a friend of the girl. He somehow knows how to work a computer from the Apex place.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
He says, yeah, because kids in that particular earth, you know, they know all computers and they know.
Kids are nerds.
Yeah, like the kid knows all the computers and the scientist knows how to fly the ship and turn it into a defibrillator. Oh my god. So, you know, it's like, they know a lot of stuff in that earth.
Both those parts hit me more, like. It gets me so annoying. So annoyed. Like, the writing is so horrible. God. And then, like...
Oh, yeah, let's put water on the computer to crash and it.
Somehow no one knows that he's doing a podcast about Godzilla conspiracy theories and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, the bosses don't know. Somehow.
Well, that... It's so weird... But I kind of believe, because the bosses are not going to be interested in that stuff.
But, I mean, it's got to be popular if the girl's listening to it.
Yeah, because, you know, she likes all that stuff.
I guess.
You know, I guess. Yeah, you're right. But, also, the guard that's guarding the whole thing is going to let the guy stay in the room, you know, with the computer, with all the information, and go to the bathroom.
Oh my god.
Just because he was annoying. I mean, you're gonna leave, you know, so sensitive, you know, your position. You're gonna leave your position just, you know, to leave somebody who just met.
I would have told him to get out. I would have just told him to get out. Go.
Exactly. It's like you're not supposed to be here. Get out. You know, but. And he had enough time to pull the information and everything.
And the bad guy of the whole story, the guy with the black coat over his shoulders, to make sure that he's the villain.
Yeah, it's typical villain custom.
And his daughter. His daughter was hot, but she added nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a duo, villain duo. Because your daddy's a villain, you have to be a villain too. So.
And then there are those one-liners. The one-liners are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like we've said our piece about like the size-wise, like these monsters are way too big. Like they could have from Godzilla, they could have just made Godzilla smaller, a little smaller at least. Just not make them so big, like they're not relatable or anything like that. Which I felt like King Kong was not relatable. I think they tried to with the little girl.
Yeah.
Make him relatable, but
it didn't.
It just that it's just like our eyes just doesn't compute with some huge monkey like somehow like caring for this tiny little girl that looks like an ant to him.
And how long did it took him to learn sign language? I mean, and who taught him? The girl? I mean,
and somehow they like no one knew until that time. Until right
exactly.
there.
That he spoke.
He knows sign language.
He could be smarter and everything, but come on. I mean, they made him too big. Okay, Godzilla in the movies and everything. That's his size. He's big. That's basically his size. He's the size of a building.
Yeah.
But Godzilla is not. Godzilla climbed the Twin Towers in the originals.
Yeah, he was 25 feet.
Yeah, he climbed with she held the girl in his hands, and he climbed, and he was fighting the planes, and that's why he fell from the Twin Towers and died.
Yeah, he was only like two or three stories tall.
Exactly. He was big enough that he was able to grab the girl and climb with her.
Yeah, and he was like a threat, kind of.
Exactly, and they had to shoot him down with planes. You know,
'twas beauty that killed the beast.
Exactly. So, but you know, this time they made him super big, and they made him fight Godzilla, which we all knew wasn't gonna happen. And since King Kong had no real advantage in any, basically in any way, they said, let's give him a weapon. A weapon made with the scale of Godzilla. Of the, you know. So let's do that, you know?
Just because,
you know? And let's make him find his throne in the other world. And the axe is right there just waiting for him. You know? And Godzilla drilled a hole exactly where they were. So
and like the good thing about it is like the visuals of it was
exactly.
pretty awesome. Like especially when it was Tokyo, right? Where they were? Japan with all the lights in the buildings.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was awesome. Because that's what I like about this director is, like, the visuals that he puts is pretty awesome.
Oh, the visuals, they killed it. That was really good. Special effects, everything. Really good. Really good. Writing, story, But visuals, I mean, it's a movie that you can watch, sit down and watch. It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're a critic, no. You know, if you like movies, you know, like you like to break them down. No, if you're just watching it just for fun, you know, for like if you're gonna ride a roller coaster, you know, it's like, you know, and you don't criticize the height and stuff like that. You just wanna enjoy it. Yeah, basically, you will enjoy it.
You know,
it's an okay movie.
Yeah, you know,
a little less than okay, but it's watchable.
Yeah, well, what would you rate the movie out of 10?
Like a 5. Maybe 4. 4 to 5. But it's still watchable.
Yeah, I'd watch it. Well, I don't really like these type of movies, honestly. I like more the story. I'm more of a story guy. Like the journey of it, like you said, like as a critic. And
yeah,
this isn't for me. It's not bad either. So I'd
exactly.
I'd also give it a 4 out of 10.
You see, if you're a fan of it, if you're if you're just looking to enjoy the visuals and excitement and all, you know, like that type, if I was that type of person, I would say it's a 6. You know. Mm-hmm. But since I had more expectations, because, you know, these are franchises that I like, that I, you know, that I grew up with, so I expected better, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I gave it to 4.5, you could say. But for a fan, for another type of fan, I would say a 6. Still watchable. It's still something people would enjoy. You know, like to sit down, you know, have some food or something and watch a movie. It's okay. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Just don't think too much into the hows and whys and, you know, how did they do this? How, you know, the technology of it. And just enjoy it for what it is, and that's it. You're fine.
Yeah, like visually it's stunning, man. It's especially when they're in the center of the earth also.
Exactly.
It's pretty great. But story-wise, it's not too great, for sure. 4 out of 10 for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we touched upon everything. Acting-wise... They're acting. I think the girl needed more work. The daughter of the supervillain. Yeah. I think she needs more work, but that's not her fault because she doesn't really do much. She hasn't done much movies. She don't have that much experience yet. But it's good on her that she got this role. But everyone else did pretty good.
Yeah. Exactly. They did, you know, good with what they had, you know, to work with the roles that they were given.
I wished, I forgot his name, Chandler something. The girl, the little girl, her father.
Yeah.
I wished he had more of a role. I think he would have added something, honestly.
Yeah.
But, I think it's, yeah. I mean, we got this movie, but. Yeah, I think they would have need. I think they needed more Oscar-worthy actors. I think just more story would have been better.
I think the price of the movie would have gone way up, and they wouldn't have made any. I think they were trying to keep the cost down.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
And honestly, even if they would have gotten better actors, which they were good, actors. I mean, you know, I don't say that they're not. Mm-hmm. Even if they have gotten different actors, the movie's still the same.
Yeah.
It's the same line, same story. The story won't change. You know, you cannot act out that story, you know, into being a good story.
Yeah.
You would have to change the whole thing. I mean, like, and who knows? Maybe they asked other actors, and when they read the script, they were like, I don't want to be part of this.
You know. Yeah, I wouldn't blame them.
Because bad movies, you know, gives them bad reputation, so...
Yeah.
So a lot of actors don't want to get close to them.
Like, this is what makes me want to, like, act or direct or, like, do, like, something. Because, like, it feels, like, so easy. Like, because you can just... you can just put out anything, basically.
Well, the way it looks, you can... That's actually... The way they're doing it lately.
We'll do the next Sharknado reboot. We'll make it better.
You know something? Sharknado was actually... It's not bad. Okay, it's cringy and crazy and everything, but you could sit down and watch it.
You just gotta
take watch it a couple of times. And still, you know.
You just gotta lower your expectations.
Exactly. But still... The thing is that you come into the movie knowing that, you know, so it's like
So you know. Sharks in a tornado.
In a tornado, so you know that down the line it's going to be like, eh. But it's still fun to watch, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But, well, we're going to start to be, to wrap up here. And. Ariel's
bothering me. Well, we have Mortal Kombat coming up on this Friday. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. The next episode, we're going to be reviewing Mortal Kombat. I'm not too keen on the stories. Like, I don't understand. I haven't really seen anything of, like, the this is based movies? On the video game, right? Was there any, like, TV shows?
There were, if I'm not mistaken, there were some cartoons, but no TV shows. Just two movies, one good, one horrible. So, you know.
I think the director, he directed one of the Mortal Kombats. I'm not sure which one.
The first one was good. Mm-hmm. You know, which is basically Enter the Dragon from
the 1995 one.
Bruce Lee, yeah, Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon, but as a more sci-fi type of thing.
Okay.
You know, more, you know, with monsters.
Right.
But basically the same plot.
Yeah, for sure. But we're gonna still be reviewing it. So I think it's gonna be better because I'm like a fresh eye, and I get to give my honest opinion on it. I'm not biased.
Oh, so you got a homework now. So you have to watch Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation. No. So you'll be able to compare this one to those two.
I think I want to watch it with a fresh eye. I think with like.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, with not
like
seeing.
With no bias.
Yeah.
No, since you didn't play that much of the Mortal Kombat game, right?
I've played it, but not to know like the story. That's good.
Yeah. So you'll be just like a regular person from the street or something to going into a theater to watch a movie.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's gonna be like my opinion as an average watcher. I think
that's cool. And mine's is gonna be as somebody who has watched them and grew up with Mortal Kombat.
Perfect.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'll be more upset. Judgmental. You know, but the way it looks with the previews, it looks really good.
People don't like his delivery, the guy that says, "Get over here."
Yeah, but you know, we have to understand they're bringing it from game into life, so.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Yep, and the next episode, I'd like to give our like top three or five solo movies, like movies that were never reboots or trilogies or like.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think that's really good. That I'd like to get on. And
definitely, yeah, that sounds good. So yeah. The audience will like that too.
Yeah, I'd like to give suggestions. Yeah, I'd like to give more of our opinions in the world.
Great, excellent.
And yeah, well, thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC. And let us know what you think, and we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Goodbye, guys.
Take care, guys. Until next time.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry. That's why I'm the Kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.